Brian Hills, we're speaking here with the mayor of Columbia, Brian Treese, who I've known for years. I first met Brian when he was down in Jefferson City, and I was working at KLYK, and God, I had a lot more hair back then.
Or so you and me both.
Or so it seemed. And, you know, it just seemed like yesterday you were elected mayor, and here you are finishing 6 years. It's not been easy. I know you've had challenges, but we'll start and just kind of look back on, you know, accomplishments, any disappointments you had, and then I'll let you give the final word. But let's start with successes. There have been a lot of them. What are you most proud of, or some of the things you're most proud of as mayor, as accomplishments or things in the city?
Gosh, if you think back to 2015 when I announced I was running, we were tearing down Columbia's oldest buildings to build Columbia's tallest buildings, and asking ratepayers and utility ratepayers to pay for that infrastructure. We were going to send a $4 million sewer line out to Midway, even though it wasn't in the city limits, even though people had been waiting for 17 years to have their own sewers repaired. And so when you ask me, gosh, what am I most proud of, I think it's that change of attitude to have a government and an economy work for everybody. You know, we put the brakes on downtown development so that our zoning code could catch up. We've created thousands of new jobs, good-paying, career-making jobs, you know, at Swift Meats and Aurora Dairy and, I mean, just all over our high-tech manufacturing corridor. And then, of course, the pandemic. And amid that very tough decision-making and go and no-go decisions, we were able to continue to protect Columbia's economy and make substantial infrastructure improvements along the way.
You know, I've been out, I think of just the time I've been here at the radio station. Of course, I worked with you a lot when I was down at Missouri Net, but just think of off the top of my head since August, since I've been here, and I'm just off the top of my head, met you a couple times at the Rocheport Bridge.
Right.
I saw you out at the Columbia Airport at least once or twice, right before Christmas, as a matter of fact. And the governor was with you, MACC. At all of those, the one thing, you had the governor with you a lot. You had people from various parties. But I also noticed the other thing is you had Cooper County officials. You had Jefferson City's mayor. You've also emphasized the importance of regional cooperation. And a lot. You've said that.
Well, even though Columbia is Missouri's fourth largest city, I think we've elevated its profile in the last 6 years through these types of partnerships. And I'm proud to stand up with Governor Parson on creating jobs in our community and landing infrastructure cost share agreements for new highway improvements here in Columbia. But it's also the mayor of Kansas City and the mayor of St. Louis and the mayor of Springfield on keeping our communities safe and eradicating gun violence. It's working with Rory Blunt and Senator Josh Hawley and Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler on federal funding for that Rocheport Bridge, for Columbia Regional Airport. And when we all work together, you've heard me say it, I mean, we can accomplish great things.
Real quick follow-up on the Rocheport Bridge. How big is that?
I can't think of a larger generational investment. None of us can remember when that bridge was built in the 1950s. It's well beyond its useful life. And for all of us to be there in the very near future to cut the ribbon on that and drive across that new, 8-lane-wide bridge, I think is going to protect Columbia and mid-Missouri's logistical asset for the rest of the country and the number of trucks that come across that bridge, either delivering goods and services to Columbia or exporting Columbia's goods and services to the rest of the world, I think is going to be a real game changer.
Any disappointments, anything that you really wanted to get done or you would have liked to have seen, whether it's a project or a proposal, that just didn't make it across?
You know, I'm disappointed council didn't act faster on the American Rescue Plan funds. This is a dividend. We were all affected by that pandemic, and for 2 years, our community was on hold. While we protected our economy, thanks to great employers that distributed their workforce, and we continue to have one of the lowest unemployment rates. I think the opportunity to invest those federal funds in catalytic projects that again help transform communities and transform lives, helping people get to the next career if they were underemployed or unemployed as a result of the pandemic. That didn't happen as fast as I want it to be, but one of the things I've learned is being mayor is, don't lead faster than the rest of the community or staff can follow. And I look forward to the next council continuing those investments, hopefully with the greatest amount of benefit to the greatest number of people.
I'm going to ask you one question off topic that we talked about before, and then I'm going to give you the final word. And I do want to mention to Carwin Seawood, too, because that was a huge hire. You and I have talked about the crime. I interviewed you at the Capitol, and I know you can't say much about it because it's still under investigation. But just in general, Mayor, I live, as you know, in the Third Ward, not far from where this – I mean, we've had a lot of shootings up around McKee. This one was on Orchard, not far from where I live. I heard it on the scanner. I happen to be here in the newsroom. And it sounded we know, life-threatening injuries. Now, at the time, I did not know. So I know you can't talk specifically about this case, but in general, it's a concern. It's a concern.
It is. And look, I again, stood up with the mayors of four major cities in the state, along with our police chiefs, and talked about this scourge of gun violence. And I described it at the time as a hurricane of violence. That is, you know, one side attacks the other, and the other side retaliates, and God forbid they take someone out, and someone steps in to fill those shoes. And we have new laws on the books now to address some of those with stronger witness protection programs. But, you know, we also have one hand tied behind our back through the Second Amendment Preservation Act that prevents our local law enforcement community from working with federal officials to prosecute these under federal law with tougher sentencing guidelines. And until we address that issue, we have to put this fire out in a way that we haven't been able to do for a while.
Final question on DeCarlin, and then I'll give you the final word and we'll be done. I only bring him up because I covered the press conference when you guys announced him in December, and you made a very I remember asking the first question. I was so tired that day, I got tongue-tied when you called on me, but I remember you said the council's decision was unanimous. That was huge.
Well, it's important to me, you know, on these big decisions, and this is the second city manager that we've hired, and I was so proud to work with John Glasscock through the pandemic, and can't imagine going through this job without him. But when you really look at DeCarlin Seawood's qualifications and his experience from Fulton to Ferguson, I mean, it's, you know, we're in good hands with him. And it's not lost on me that in Columbia's 200 years of existence, this is our first African-American city manager. And as you know, it's important to me that our city look like the community we serve. And we just couldn't be more excited about him. He was our top choice and is well qualified to lead us into the future now more than ever.
Yeah. And I would point out, too, and it's something very important to you, he is really good about answering questions from council. In the media, whenever I have it, he always answers. I mean, you can't ask for anything more than that.
No, his altruism is really a hallmark for him. He never puts himself first. His calm demeanor, I just think, and our community will continue to deal with crisis and challenges just like we have over the last 2 and 6 years of my term. And for him to be able to do it with that quiet dignity and integrity, just were some of his skills that really rose to the top.
I know you're very busy, came all the way out here to do an interview here in the studio. Is there anything you want to add on, really anything, Mayor? Feel free.
Well, again, let me just thank the voters and the citizens of Columbia for the opportunity. It's really been my privilege and honor to serve as your mayor, and it is something that I will always hold as in high regard. And I'm proud of everything our community has accomplished together, from protecting jobs and the economy to keeping our community safe to, you know, great infrastructure projects like the farmers market, a cross-country course, the Rocheport Bridge, a new airport terminal. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And the private investment that we've encouraged, in our community, I think is going to continue to show through as well. So, again, just thank you to the voters for the honor and privilege of representing you these last 6 years.
One real quick follow-up that you brought up, that Gans Creek, that cross country. My nephew runs cross country. He's not the most athletic like me, but he loved it. And ESPN carried, can't remember, I think it was the SEC cross country.
Yeah.
It was huge. It looked great. And it was on live national television, that course.
It's a premier course. And of course, the architects for it, travel the country looking at what are the attributes of other, you know, college level and professional level courses that we wanted to emulate here from the grassy knoll where you can watch, you know, people coming across the finish line to the course itself. There's fiber optic cable in the entire thing that allows runners to be tracked for Nike or or ESPN, whatever it may be, in real time. But it, you know, has attracted the NCAA championship in 2025. But more than that, we have thousands of high school athletes that come here every year to run on that course. And, you know, it's one of those clean economy things that creates jobs and hotel room nights. And we're centrally located that that parents and families can come here for those types of award-winning sports.
It's always good to see you.
Thank you, Brian.